Okay, we're in Perek Gimel and Hilchos Tanios. We left off with the Lacha Hey. In the beginning of the Perek, the Rambam discusses what happens if there's a continued period of time where there's no rain, and how there's a sequence of fasts that are instituted, and then if it doesn't rain after that first set of fasts, then additional fasts, and additional people are involved in those fasts. So he continues with these stringencies in Lacha Hey. He says, "Ivru Eilev lo nanu," right? So let's say these fasts that they had originally were gozer pass, and the tsar is still there. There's still no rain. Bezin gozun sheva tanios acheros al tzibor. So now this is after the first three. Now bezin are gozer seven fast days. Sheni vechamishi, sheni chamishi, sheni chamishi, sheni. So as we know, the cycle is always going to be Monday, Thursday, Monday, etc. Uve elu asheva bilvad. It's only for these seven fast days. Uvaros manikos misanos. This is the only time where, in this sequence of types of fast, that pregnant women and nursing women are obligated to fast. Alve bishar hatanios ein over ein uvaros manikos misanos. Right, but by other fast days, they would not be of these mutar fast days and other tsaros. They would not be required to fast. The alpha pish ena misanos. Now, on those days where pregnant women are not required to fast, ein minagos atzam betafnukim. So they shouldn't like basically gorge themselves on food. Rather, they should eat just enough to make sure that the fetus is being taken care of. So even though it's technically permitted for them to eat, they shouldn't really go overboard in eating. So those who are doing the guard duty in the base of Mikdash, they would fast on these seven extra fast days. And those working in the Mikdash, right, would fast some of the day, but not the entire day. And that which is forbidden in the three fast days that were mentioned before, right, which was the second set of fast days, are prohibited as well in these seven last fast days. And finally, Lachazayin, he says, V'yisaris elu, that there's certain additional things, that certain chumras that take place by these fast days. So it's only for these where they'll go ahead and blow the chatzotzros and daven in the middle of the city. It's a fascinating idea. They would get a zakin, they would get an old sage from the city to come and give the people admonition, to go ahead and give them tochacha, to get them to do tshuva. Also an important point. There were six brachos added to the normal sequence of 18. Betfil Shachar, Tfilos Mincha, Meninsu Mispalan, Arbav Esrim Brachos. This is the longest, not total words, but the longest or most amount of brachos in a Shemon Esrei is on a Tinus Tzibor for a drought, and that comes out to 24 total brachos. Venolon Esachanios, so stores are closed, okay? Uvishnei Matin Le'es Erev, Uposkan Esachanios, okay? But on Monday, Uvasheni, on Monday, they leave it open a little bit at night. Ala b'chamishi, post and kol yom, they cover Shabbos. But on Thursdays, they would open up the stores completely because of cover Shabbos. People had to buy stuff for Shabbos. V'meish l'chanu shnei psachim, if a store has two openings, poseach echa v'no echa mehem, v'no echa, so one is open, one's closed. V'meish l'chanu itzteba l'faneha, but if the store has, let's say, like a countertop in the front of it, then you could open up normally on Thursday and you have nothing to worry about. So obviously, the idea in Halacha Zayin at the end part there is that economy does slow down tremendously during these fast days. Halacha Ches. Now, let's say all these fast days pass and unfortunately still a drought. Ivru elu v'lo nanu. Mimati mimasa matan. So then we start minimizing normal economic activity. It's interesting. So buildings that are built for happy purposes, okay, or associated with happy things, are stopped. And plantings of happiness, like for instance, planting hadasim. So any of these actions that are associated with happiness, stop. And we basically stop weddings. Unless the individuals have not been mekayim the mitzvah peirvu. If they haven't had children, then we continue having weddings. V'chol mi shekiyam mitzvah peirvu, and anyone who's married, who's fulfilled the mitzvah peirvu, have had kids, asur lo l'shamash mitasa b'shnei ravam. They're not allowed to go ahead and have sexual relations during a year where these fasts are taking place. That's a very, very serious restriction. People don't really say hi to each other much. You limit that. And the sages, lo yishalu shalom, they don't say hi at all. Ella kinizofin uchmenudin lamakom. Rather, what they do is they act as if they're literally nidui, if you recall, is like a type of cherem. It's like they're ostracized from a kadosh baruch hu. Vamarich nusam hem shalom. And if the average Jew says hi to the talmud chacham, machzirin lo b'safar rabba v'kovid rosh. He returned back in a very weak and concerned manner in return to saying hello to him. Halacha test on that note. Tamini chachamim, right? Chozrim levadam. Now, again, this is after the third set of fasts have been enacted, and the tzara is still there. So now what happens? The Talmid Chachamim alone, they continue fasting on the cycle of Monday, Thursday, Monday, ad sheyetche nitzan shel tekufa avalo atzibur. So they'll continue fasting until basically the end of spring, because from that point on, there's no rain anymore. Okay, avalo atzibur, but the tzibur would not do that. So they can only impose on the tzibur to fast for a drought only these 13 fast days. Okay, that first set of three, and then the second, and then the seventh. Right, but for those individuals who do fast until the end of Nisan, because it hasn't rained, they're allowed to go ahead and eat at night. And they're basically permitted in all the other things to be permitted in the earlier version of the Tainis. And of course, Mafsik and the Rosh Chodesh on the Purim. And they can't fast on Rosh Chodesh or on Purim. Yatsa Nisan Shal Tekufa, right? And when basically the spring ends, which is when? Let's not forget our Kiddush HaChodesh. It's when the sun passes through the constellation of Sure, right? Amos on them. Then they no longer fast anymore. Shenig Shamim is Banazeh, Elasim and Klolo, right? Because any rain from this point on would basically be the sign of a curse. Ho velo yardu kol ikar mitchilas hashana, right? Since basically no rain has fallen from the beginning of the year. So if it would rain, right? If it's an interesting thing, if it would rain after the season's over, even though you would argue you need the rain, it's considered a Klolo because it's almost like, in a sense, like being spat in the face because it hadn't rained at all when it was supposed to rain, and now like it's raining when it's not supposed to rain. Now, Lacha Yud, Bamedvan Ramurim, Be'eretz Yisrael, the Chol Adomala. So this only applies to Eretz Yisrael and places like Eretz Yisrael. Aval Mekomos She'onos HaGashamim Shalhen, Kodem Shivasar B'mar Cheshvan. Now, let's say you live in a country where the rainy season occurs before the 17th of Cheshvan, O Achar Zman Zeh, right, or after this period of time, kishiyagia zmanam v'lo yardu gushamim. If again the time came in for the rainy season and it didn't rain, yichidim misanim sheni chamishi sheni. So then individuals would still fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, umasikim rosh chodeshim chanukah purim, and of course they would stop at rosh chodesh chanukah and purim. V'shoan achareichen kamos shiva yamim, and then they would wait 7 days. Im lo yardu gushamim, if after those 7 days it hadn't rained. Bazin Gojan al Sibush Solstra Tanyos al Sidashmanu. Then Bazin steps in and begins to decree the 13 fast days as mentioned earlier in this parak. Fani Lachir Alf, Kol Tainis Gozer at Sibor Bechutzlaritz, right? Any Tainis that Bazin is Gozer that Jews should do outside of Eretz Yisrael, Oakland Baba Laila, so you're allowed to eat at night. Vidina Kedin Shar Tanyos, and its din is like any other Tainis. Shein gozhen al tzimur tainis kagon som kippur ela be'eretz Yisrael bavad v'glala mutter. Because the only time you're allowed to go ahead and be gozer on B'nai Yisrael, or on, let's say, communities, to fast with the stringencies that Yom Kippur brings with it. In other words, the fast day has the same chumras as Yom Kippur. That only exists in Eretz Yisrael. Uv osan esra taniyos shein shloshim soil sheshev archonos. And only for the three middle ones and seven last ones of the sequence of fasts that are being gozered in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Parak Dalin. Now the Rambam's going to go very much into the, it's very fascinating. There's a very specific a schedule of tefillah that takes place in these seven ending fast days, right? Again, in other words, if the drought is still holding and they were gozering extra those seven fast days at the end, there's a very, very particular tefillah, a sequence of tefillah that takes place, and again, it's very interesting to see how this is set up. So, Perek Dad Alach Aleph, B'chol yom yom misheva taniyos achronos shel matar mispal maseder zeh. So for the seven fast days that take place when the drought has still kept going and hasn't stopped yet, this is what's said every day. This is what's done every day. Motzir es hateva l'rechovo shel ir. So the first thing is you take the aron with the Torah in it and you bring it out into the city. The cholam miskabsin and miskasim b'sakim, and the entire town gets together dressed actually in sackcloth. The nosin efer makla al gabe yateva, and you put this basically some ash on the top of the aron. The al gabe sefer Torah, right, and on top of the sefer Torah, kedi lahagdil as a bechio lachniel libam, because basically to get people to cry and to what they call to you know encourage them to recognize the problem. The echad min am notal min efer. And one person takes from the ashes, the nosin barosh nasi of rosh abezdin, and puts it on the head of the nasi or the abezdin. B'makom manachas tefillin, kadesh yichlumu v'yashuvu, and they put it on the place where the tefillin is, so that they'll what do you call it, be ashamed and do tshuva. V'chol echav echa notov nosin barosho, and everyone else takes their the ashes and puts it on their own head. So this is the first step in the process of these fast days. Halacha beis, v'akarkach ma'midin b'nein zakin chacham mehin yoshrim. After this, they take a zakin chacham, an elder, a sage, elder sage, mehin yoshrim. And what do? They sit. Lo hayasham zakin chacham ma'midin chacham. If there isn't an elderly sage, then they'll just have a chacham. Lo hayasham lo zakin lo chacham ma'midim adam shel tzura. Interesting. So if you don't have a zakin chacham, you bring in basically like an important person, a person of stature. Like, I don't know, today maybe like a CEO of a major company. V'hu omer lifneim divrei kivushin. And what does he do? Again, words of rebuke. Achenu lo sok lo tainis gorman, right? So he says to the people gathered together, my fellow brothers, don't think that it's because we're wearing sackcloth or we're fasting. That's why the tzara is going to be changed. Rather, elo b'tshuva maisin tovin. Rather, what do we have to do? We have to do tshuva and repent and do good deeds. Shekim matzino b'ninve, because we see in the story of Yonah by Ninve, shelo neyamar b'anshe Ninve b'yarl him es sakam es tanisam, because it doesn't say that God saw the fact that they were fasting and wearing sackcloth, Ella, b'yarl him es maseyam. God saw their actions. Uvekabalahu omer, we know from Torah Shabbat, v'karu levavchem v'el bigdechem. Mosef binyanos elu kifi kocho atshechni libam yeshuva tshuva gemura, and so he keeps going. He basically continues giving this these words to inspire the people a little bit of admonishment and at the same time inspire them to do tshuva. After this is done, halacha gimel ba'achash gomer zed divrei kivushin omdim betfila. So then everyone stands up to daven umabidin shliach tzibor. So now you have to pick a chazan haroyli spala batnios elu, someone who is appropriate to daven in such fast days. And who is this person? V'may oso she'omer divrei kivushin, royally spalo. And if the person giving the rebuke is someone who's appropriate to daven for the tibor, mispalo. V'mla meridin acher. And if not, you bring someone else in. So who is this person who's royally spalo? Halacha dalad. Ve'ezuhu are royally spalo betanios elu. Ish shehu rogil betfila. A person who's normally a chazan. All right, so that's number one. A person who normally functions as a chazan. V'rogil likros b'torah nevi'im m'ksuvim. And he normally reads Tanakh, so he's very familiar with Tanakh. Umetupal ve'enla, right? What it called? And as well, he should have children, right? V'yishul legiyah basadeh, right? And he also should have a job. V'loyeh bivanov v'vnei besov v'chol krogav v'chal nilvam olav ba'al aveira. Now, it's important that none of his children or anyone in his family, okay, anyone he knows, basically, should be considered a sinner. Eliyah beso reka min avera. So you should have a house where no sin exists whatsoever. Velo yetze alav shem ra bialduso. And when he was a child, right, there was nothing bad ever said about him. Shafal barach, umrut salam. So he's like humble and he's appreciated by people. Veisho ne'ima v'kol arev. And he has a very good voice. V'imaya zakinim kol midos elu harezim before. If you have such an elder who's like this, this is the one you want to daven for the tibor. V'im eino zakin, and if he's not a zakin, ho v'yish bo kol midos elu yispala. And if he's not, even if he's not old, if he has the above midos, he should still daven. I'd love to find this person. Please let me know where we can seek out such an, this individual. Halacha hey. Now, u'shliach tibor, maskil mispala al berchas gol yisrael. So the shliach tibor begins davening. And he gets up to Gaal Yisrael, and then what does he do? V'omer zichronos v'shofros mein atzara. So now he goes ahead and he picks out psukim that are from that are zichronos type psukim and shofros, just like Rosh Hashanah. I know when we see the Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, we look in the Siddur, there's a fixed set of verses there for Malchios, Zichoros, and Shofros. But in truth, if you look from the Gemara, there is a large range of psukim you could choose from. So here, you would choose Zichoros and Shofros that have to do with Tzara. The Omer, for instance, El Hashem, Bitzarta li Karasi Vanini, Esa Inoy El Aharim, Mimakim Makrisa Hashem, Mimamakim Krasi Hashem, and Tfil Anikiyato. So basically, you pick these four prakim at Tehillim that talk about situations of Tzara. Halacha Vav, and after this, V'omer Divrei Tachanunim Kavit Kocho. So now you say supplications based on as the best that you possibly can. V'omer Re'e V'anyenu V'inyano V'rivar, excuse me, V'anyenu V'rivar Ivenu U'mahar L'galenu. U'mischanen V'omer B'sov Tachanunov Mish'anas Avram Avina Bahar Maria Hu Yane Eschem V'ishmal Kotzaschem B'yom Hazeh Baruchat Hashem Gal Yisrael. And then in Re'e No V'anyenu, in that tefila, you add in this Tachanunim, which is Mish Anas Avram, he who answered Avram and Harmaria. This just has some, this just sound faintly familiar. And you end off with the bracha of Gol Yisrael. Then after that point in the Shemone Esrei, Alach HaZayin, Umaschif Lahosif Shesh Brachos Shehu Mosif Zuachar Zu. And then after this, you add in six brachos, one after the other. Umischanem Mikol Achas Mehem B'divrei Tachanunim, and you add in supplications. There's a lot of flexibility here. Upsukim Medivrei Kabbalah Umekisvei Hakodesh Kvishu Ragel V'Chosim Mechol Achas Mehem Mechasim Oselu. So you basically add in verses of various psukim, things from what it called from Tanakh, etc., all in there, and then you always end off with a certain chasima, which he's going to go through in a second. So in the next few halachas, he's going to review in each of the six brachas what the format of each bracha is. So for instance, halacha ches. Barishona hu chosem, and the first of the brachos, he ends up by saying, Misha ana es Moshe v'avaseno yamsuf, hu yana eschem vishmo kol tzaaschem b'yom hazeh, baruchat Hashem zocher hanishkachos. That's the first bracha. Halacha tes, b'shni, and the second one, he ends up by saying, hu chosem, Misha ana es Yehoshua b'gilgal, hu yana eschem vishmo kol tzaaschem b'yom hazeh, baruchat Hashem shemea trua. Halacha yud, b'shlishis hu chosem, Misha ana es Shmuel b'mitzvah, hu yana eschem vishmo kol tzaaschem b'yom hazeh, Baruchat Hashem Shemea Tzaka. So again, that's by Shmuel Navi. Halach Yiral, Pervius, Uchos, Mishanas, Eliyahu Bar Carmel, Hu Yan Eschem, Mishma, Kol Tzatzchem, Yom Azeh, Baruch Hashem Shemea Tvila. So that's the story of Eliyahu Bar Carmel. Halach Yud Beis, Bechamishis, Uchos, Mishanas, Yonah, Mea Daga, Hu Yan Eschem, Mishma, Kol Tzatzchem, Yom Azeh, Baruch Hashem, Ha'oneb, Eis, Sarah. And then finally, Halach Yud Gimel, Bashishi, Uchos, Mishanas, David, Vishlama, Benob, Yushlaim, Hu Yan Eschem, Mishma, Kol Tzatzchem, Yom Azeh, Baruchat Hashem Arachim Al Haaretz. After this sixth bracha, V'chol am onin amen achar kol bracha bracha, G'derech sh'onin achar kol habrachos. So they would answer amen after each one of these brachas like they would like any other bracha. And then he continues on with V'omer n'alach yodalad, Rafa'ino shemen erfeh. So he goes right back to the regular Shemon Esrei, V'gomar tefila ala seder. So he finishes the Shemon Esrei in its order, and then V'tokim b'chatzotzros, they blow the trumpets, U'gaseder hazeh osin kol hayom. Okay, so this is the Seder Tefillah, the Seder of activities that are done on each one of these seven fast days that are Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Okay, Halacha Tesvav. Now, Kishayu Mispalam al Seder Azeb Yushalayim. Now, when they would daven like this in Yerushalayim, Hayu Miskansin Bahar Bayis. So people would gather together in Har Bayis, Kenega Shar Mizrach, Mispalam Kiseder Azeb, next to the Eastern Gate, and they would daven just like the Rambam laid out. So when it got up to the point of talking about Misha Anas Avram, he would add in this additional bracha here. And what would they answer? And then the chazan of the gathering over there, the shul, right, would say to those who are ready to blow, go ahead, tiku b'nei Aaron tiku, blow, the sons of Aaron blow. The chozer mispalo, and then the shliach tzibur goes back and says, v'omer mishan ana es Avram bar Maria huyen eschem, v'ishmael kol tzatzchem yom hazeh, v'archach token ha-kohanim u'marien v'token. Right? And then after he finishes that, the kohanim would go ahead, and they would sound a tkiah, have a bunch of truos, and then back to a tkiah again. Halacha tezayin, and then by the bracha shenia, now by the second bracha, which is now the first of the six additional brachas, Shemosif Chosim Ba Brachat Hashem Elo Brach Hashem Elokim Elkei Yisrael Min Olam Vadalam Brachat Hashem Zocher Nishkachos Vein Onan Acharav Brach Shenkvon Machus Olam Vaed. And then the Chazrak, the Chazna Knesses, Omer Lahan, and then the Chazna Knesses would now direct them and saying, Hariyu, Bnei Aaron, Hariyu, again, blow these trumpets. The Chazr Shliach Sibar, Omer, Mishanas, Moshe, Abavasino, Yamsuf, Hu Yana Eschem, Bishma, Kol Tzaschem, Biyom Hazeh, the Achar Kach, Marian, Token, Umarian. Okay? Halach Yat Zayin, as, make it simple, the Chain Al Kol Bracha U Bracha, the Achas, Omer, Tiku, the Achas, Omer, Hariyu. And that's the key. Okay, there's a back and forth. For each bracha, you go from a tekiya to a trua, right? Omer hariyu ach yigmar kol shever brachos, right? And he says, you know, blow the trua until he finishes all seven brachos. V'nimtzu ha-kohanim pam token marin v'token. So sometimes the kohanim will go ahead and blow a tekiya, trua, tekiya. U'pam marin v'token marin sheva pamim. And sometimes they would do a trua, tekiya, trua seven times. Then osim seder zeh lebahar bayis avad. This order was only done by the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, ukushahein token umarian sham token b'chatzotzos v'shofar echa k'mo shemarno. And recall that when they blow stuff there, they blow both the chatzotzos, the trumpets, and the shofar together, not one and then the other. Okay, halach yuches sheva taniyos ha'elu. So these seven fast days kol makum shegozin osim sham. After tefillah's over, yotzin kol on the beis hakvuros. Everyone heads over to the cemeteries. Ubochun umischanem sham, and they would cry and offer more supplications there. Kolomar, hare atem mesim keilu im lo tashuv midarcheichem. And what are they basically saying? Until we basically do tshuva, we're like dead people. Uvechol tainis mitanios atzara shegozin al tibur mispalan tefillah neila b'chol makom. That's also an important point, that by all these types of tanios, right, you always add the tefillah of Ne'ilah. So Ne'ilah is not just for Yom Kippur, but it's also said on these fast days as well. And finally, Allah Yates, Yardu Lahem Geshamim. Now let's say finally it starts to rain, and obviously in the fact that they've mispalal, it's hopefully in response to the tefillah. Ad Masa Yu Yordin V'Yafsiku Atzibar Minatainis. Okay, so basically, what do they do now? What are they doing so far, stopping from these fast days? Mishayardu be'omik aretz hecharivu tefach. Okay, so when they literally descend about a tefach, which is about a hand, the measurement of a hand, into the dry ground, right? Uveinonis tefachayim, and if it's two tefachim of water entering into regular ground, uvavoda achiyudu be'omik shloshot tefachim, and when it comes to plowed land, three tefachim worth. So there has to be, it's not just a drop of water coming from the sky, but it has to be a substantial amount. And this is the shear to determine that substantial amount.